Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And our guest today is Kenny Key with the Washington High School Band Boosters. Hi, Kenny.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Now, what an active group this Band Boosters and the Washington High School Golden Pride Band is. They compete year-round. Of course, you wrapped up marching season, had a great run in marching season.
Sure did.
And now we're into the indoor winter percussion season. And boy, you've had a good run at that as of late, too.
We really have. Took four competitions so far, took first in two of them so far, and now we're moving on to state this week.
That's awesome. Now, when we were talking before we went on the air, there's really no rhyme or reason. You know, in sports, you have the classes. You have 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. So the big schools, of course, are up against the other bigger schools, 4A. In band, we really don't know how they do that, do we?
Yes, we don't know. I've scratched my head on it plenty of times trying to figure out how we get grouped with some of these bigger schools and smaller schools, but I think it's all based on performance.
And you guys have been working on this. I watched it, by the way, the other night, just as they were practicing in the high school gym at the Hatchet House. It's a tremendous show. How many hours do you guys practice each and every day? Because a lot of preparation has gone into the show. There's no doubt about it.
I know the kids are practicing at least two or three, sometimes 4 hours a day. And then on Saturdays, it's an all-day event from early in the morning till we get to competition where they're working on things, tweaking little things here and there, and then, you know, just the show itself. So it's an all-day event on Saturdays.
So now, when you talk about the indoor percussion team, this doesn't necessarily include the entire band, or does it?
No, it doesn't.
These are people, select people who decided to compete with this, right?
Yes, they signed up for it.
So this isn't the whole band, but you had good response because you got a good number of students that are doing this.
Yes, we do. A good portion of our band.
Now, the show is, what's it entitled?
It's called Folklore, and it's sort of an old caveman type story to it where two sides are pitting against each other and then competing and then combining to become one. It's a great show. Got a mountain scene, some stump drums, just a little bit of story to it, and a lot of action and a lot of energy.
It really is, again, an amazing show that will take you away. Now, when it comes to timing on these shows, when you go to competition, do you only get so much allotted time to present your show?
We have 9 minutes to run on the court, set everything up, the kids perform, and get everything back off the court.
And if you don't make that cut, your points are cut quite a bit, right?
Yes, it's a penalty.
So you guys have mastered the art. It takes the full team to get all of this set on, because this set is pretty extravagant. This is probably one of the best sets Washington High School has ever produced.
It's a big set, and a lot of parents have really stepped up this year to help out, and we really appreciate that.
So they want to present this to the community, give you a chance to see the show, because we realize the public as a whole cannot travel with the band. They're making pretty long road trips on Saturday. So this Friday, you're opening up your practice performance, your final preparation before the state competition to the public, right?
Yes, we are. It'll be Friday evening at 6 o'clock. Doors are going to open at 5:45. We ask everybody to enter through gate one.
Come out and check out this show and support the band, the Winter Percussion Team. They have worked extremely hard on this, and it will blow you away. You know, the Band Boosters, they're selling the concessions every weekend for the Knights of Columbus drawing. They're actively selling the old Hatchet House floor, because this set, how much, I hate to say how much, these sets do not, they're pretty expensive.
They do cost quite a bit, thousands of dollars. With all the support from the community, from some of our fundraisers, and even some of the other boosters helping us out while we're able to go do these events such as the ROTC, it's been great. It's been a great run this year, and we're hoping to wrap it up with a good performance on Saturday.
So this will be the final one this Saturday?
This will be the final one.
So get out, support the band, wish them luck for the state competition. It is this Saturday. Do you know what time you perform on Saturday?
I believe it's 5:53 or somewhere around that range.
And where would that be?
Avon High School.
At Avon High School. Best of luck to you. We should mention the directors, too, because I know they've put a lot of work into this as
well.
They
sure have. They have a great staff, and they work really hard to put together these shows for the kids.
And that's Mr. Hagen and Mr. Riney.
Yes.
So thanks to those guys for their efforts as well. To wrap it up again, the public performance of the Winter Indoor Percussion Teams for the community. Tell us all the details about it one more time.
It'll be Friday evening, 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:45, and we ask you to enter through gate one. Come on by. It'll be about a 15-minute show.
No cost?
No cost.
Just want you to come out and see this jaw-dropping performance from a great group of kids and the instructors to the parents. Job well done. Bring home that state this weekend, all right?
We'll do our best.
Kenny Key, our guest with the Washington High School Band Boosters, off to state this Saturday. The public performance for the community to see is Friday night, 6 o'clock at the Hatchet House. Enter through gate 1. Doors open at 5:45. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.